I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The pressure is rising with Iranian protests as a new player adds his voice. Artificial intelligence in Bible translation work? It's true. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. We'll begin today in Iran, where this week the exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi called for Iranians to chant together against the government at precisely 8 p.m. last night and today. It's no coincidence that on Thursday, online monitoring group NetBlocks reported that Iran fell under a nationwide internet blackout. The protests are now in their 13th day. Heart for Iran's Edwin Abnous notes three international factors that have added significance to the movement.
There's still a shadow hanging over the region from 2025 escalation between Israel and Iran and the United States when they bombed the nuclear facilities.
External threats led the regime to tighten security internally. A second factor comes from U.S. President Donald Trump's threat of military action if the Iranian regime fired on demonstrators.
And when the United States responds very clearly in support of the protesters, that adds to the value of the movement.
A third factor is the U.S. removal of Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, from power.
Venezuela happened to be one of the closest allies to Iran. They have economic ties, especially when it comes to the oil industry.
Abnous says Iranian Christians are often assumed to be tied to the West, pray for their protection, and for hope in Christ to continue to spread.
Times like this can quietly open hearts, often in private conversation behind closed doors.
Next, as President Donald Trump expands the U.S. travel ban, some countries are responding with their own restrictions. Burkina Faso and Mali are among them, and Americans can't travel there right now. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach tells us.
That may become an issue at some point, but right now it is not affecting our ministry.
The biggest challenge so far, he says, may be face-to-face communication. In Burkina Faso, their approach has helped them avoid the ban's immediate impact. They work with local leaders, trusting them to carry on the ministry. They also prioritize local product.
We have kind of taken on the mindset that we want to help support the local economy and the businessmen there. And so we try to purchase things in country as much as possible.
Burkina Faso faces droughts, low literacy, extremist violence, and a fragile economy. CWO serves locally through healthcare, education, and practical projects. It's a double whammy. Another area CWO serves is Haiti. Despite being unable to visit two countries in their ministry's footprint,
for today, we've stayed connected with our leaders and communicate back and forth as often as we need to. And so we're just grateful for God for technology in that sense.
Still, the situation is changing fast and their teams need your prayer.
Pray for is the safety and security of our staff and the students there.
And finally, new technology emerges on the heels of a global Bible translation summit. Dane with Unfolding Word says,
we announced an AI-assisted tool called BT Servant. This promises to be a highly effective tool. Everybody that heard about it was excited.
Unfolding Word partners with church planting networks all around the world. These believers translate God's Word into their heart languages using tools and training from Unfolding Word. The new app helps translators check their work.
You can ask it any question you want about Bible translation, and it will take you not to just resources all over the world, but our very specific, tightly controlled library of resources that help church-centric Bible translators solve problems as they are drafting or checking their brand new translations.
Typically, highly trained consultants review translation work and answer questions. However,
we're just not creating PhD-level Bible translation consultants fast enough anymore. The traditional systems of Bible translation just cannot meet the demand.
According to progress.bible, 541 languages are still waiting for Bible translation work to begin. You can help expedite that process through Unfolding Word. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.